It's the Ray Appleton Podcast from KMJ and KMJNow.com.
And welcome into the Tuesday edition of the Appleton Program. In for Ray today, Blake Taylor here with you. 490-5858 is the number. Ray's just a bit under the weather again today. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow. Get rest, get well, Raymond. Once you're back here, he's got his birthday celebration coming up on Friday. So don't forget Friday, mark it on your calendars, Ray's birthday show. He always has a good time when you call in and wish him well. Lot to get to on today's program. My God, seriously, what is not to talk about today? There is so much going on in the world and right here locally and in California. In sports as well, we're going to check in with Christopher Gabriel. Some big deals going on. A lot of rumors swirling about one of the greatest basketball players of all time. Maybe calling it a career. We'll talk with Christopher coming up in about 10 minutes here on the program. Stick around for that. We're also, speaking of sports, I got to tell you, these trans kids seem to be ruining it for a lot of young ladies trying to get to state championships and you know, things like that. Man, you know, I'm just going to read you a quick quote from an irate parent. Quote, all of a sudden, he blew past the girls, said the angry parent of a girl runner who lost to a boy who was purporting to be a young female track star. And, you know, some young ladies are missing out on state championships because of this situation and the insanity that we've gotten ourselves into. So what does Caitlyn Jenner have to say about all this? Well, you may be surprised. Caitlyn Jenner, formerly Bruce Jenner, is irate as well about the whole situation. She, formerly he, doesn't think it's right. And Caitlyn has something to say about it. We'll tell you exactly what. The trans situation with the Dylan Mulvaney disaster marketing ploy by Bud Light and Anheuser-Busch. Well, the chickens are really coming home to roost. In fact, Bud Light is in such dire way right now because of this ridiculous ad campaign that they put together. They're actually giving away beer now. Free Bud Lights, if you care to drink the swill. Anyway, lots of stuff to get to concerning the presidential race as well. Of course, we heard from RFK Jr. right here on the program yesterday. Very interesting interview. You can go and get that on the podcast, kmjnow.com. Clint Olivier, thanks for filling in yesterday. He did a great job on that interview, scoring an exclusive interview with RFK Jr., who, of course, is a Democratic candidate going after Biden, left and right. Fascinating interview. Interesting cat, you know. He's that anti-vaxxer guy. He was an anti-COVID vax guy. And quite frankly, he was right, because I think we're all on the same page, at least most of us now, that that COVID vaccination was kind of useless for the most part. At least it was for a lot of folks out there. Did you realize, you know, there was a lot of rumors swirling around when Tucker Carlson was shown the door over at Fox News? You know, you don't just can the top rated cable talk show host in America without a good reason, I guess, or something blew up, right? We still don't know all of the details, but we're starting to learn a little bit more. And did you realize that there were some influential folks trying to get Tucker Carlson to run for president? We'll tell you what they said, and we'll tell you his reaction to that. The FBI, doing the FBI thing still. FBI refusing to provide subpoenaed documents on an alleged Biden criminal scheme. So the FBI continuing to do their thing. We've got Gavin Newsom stories left and right today. Of course, Gavin Gladding, the local educator who was hit and killed. I know Broski Musan mentioned it briefly toward the end of their program. I want to dive into that a little as well. Jim Patterson's bill, Gavin's law, that would have stiffened penalties for hit-and-run drunk drivers, which what happened, unfortunately, to Gavin Gladding here a couple of years ago. And the lack of penalties that were placed on the hit-and-run driver, drunk driver. And that bill was shot down in the State Assembly Appropriations Committee yesterday. As you heard, we broke that story here yesterday afternoon on KMJ. And the fallout I think is interesting. Have you heard a word? Now, the Republican folks that are representing the Central Valley, they do all they can. Jim Patterson, I love the guy. He bangs his head against the wall in his office in Sacramento daily. Several times a day, I would imagine. Because that super-duper majority that the Dems have up at the state capitol, you, as a Republican, it's literally almost impossible to get anything done, any legislation passed, without a lot of cooperation from the left. And unfortunately for us, for the state of California, those leftists that this valley elected do not stand up for what is right. Gavin's Law was just, was real. It would have been effective. But the left shot it down yesterday because there's an R next to the name of the bill, Gavin's Law. The state should be ashamed of itself. The Appropriations Committee should be absolutely ashamed of itself. But they're in an echo chamber. They don't listen to what's really going on in the world. They just want to pass their socialist nonsense garbage and put it on all of us. Where is Joaquin Arambula in this debate? Why is not he a co-author? What about Esmeralda Soria, newly elected to the state assembly? Where is she on Gavin's Law? Crickets. Absolute radio silence from those two. They should be ashamed of themselves. I'm going to talk more about that later on in the program. We've made a big deal lately in the last few weeks about AM radio being canceled from electric vehicles, EVs. Well, we've got a new development today, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, big news. Ford Motor Company has reversed course and will keep AM radio in its new vehicles. Good news. Smart move. It is a service that has been provided to the world for over 100 years now. And I say it's done a pretty darn good job, for the most part, right? Stupid idea to get rid of it in the first place from your cars. Yeah, it'll save them a couple of shekels in production on the line. Come on, really? But, okay, so Ford reverses course today. And broadcasters, by the way, the NAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, of which all of our stations here at Cumulus Fresno are a member, put a lot of pressure on lawmakers to put pressure on Ford Motor Company and other car manufacturers in the U.S. to keep AM radio on the dial in new vehicles. We'll see what other motor companies have to say about it. Now, Ford's just the only one to make the announcement this morning, so good news there. Is DeSantis up to snuff? Ron DeSantis expected to launch his bid for president sometime this week. That's what we're hearing. That's the expectation. But if you see the polling out there, and yeah, I know, polls can't be totally trusted anymore. We've come to that realization in the last few years, haven't we? I don't know, man. I got to tell you, Ron DeSantis, I like the guy. Is he Trump light? Some would call him that. The polling is not good for him right now. Trump is running away with it, man. Over 60% right now in the latest polls, Trump is up. DeSantis checking in with about half of that number. Nikki Haley, a little bit under that. Tim Scott, he announced yesterday. Good candidate. Lovable guy. Smart dude. Great story. American success story. I don't know if he's necessarily running for president, but VP, he's got a damn good shot at it. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. When we come back from a quick timeout, though, is LeBron James really going to retire? We'll talk with CGP next on KMJ.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
The Ray Appleton Podcast.
Ray Appleton. Now.
Right now.
Click the podcast page.
KMJNow.com.
Yo, welcome back. A little bit of breaking news. Fox News reporting that they are confirming now that Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis will announce his presidential bid tomorrow. All right. We'll talk about it later on in the program. When we do, we will open up the phone lines for you at 490-5858. Right now, I want to talk a little sports with my pal Christopher Gabriel. Of course, you can hear him Monday through Friday, 6 to 9, on the award-winning Fresno's Morning News, and of course, his own show, the CGP, Saturdays at 10 a.m. here on KMJ. CG, welcome to the program, buddy.
Thank you, sir. Good to be here. Good to have you back.
Thank you. Glad to be back, getting back into the groove of things now. I got to tell you, man, the Lakers really bleeped the bed over the last week and got swept right out of the NBA playoffs by the Denver Nuggets. And it looks like the Heat are going to sweep probably the Celtics. I believe that game's tonight.
Correct. Right?
And so we will have a Miami Heat-Denver Nuggets NBA Finals. Oh, I just about fell asleep there. The ratings will be, ooh, yeesh, not
the,
good.
The ratings won't be good, but the series will be.
You're right about that.
I mean, Jimmy Butler is playing as great as he has played his entire career.
Yep.
And Nikola Jokic, I don't think that I've ever appreciated how great he is in every aspect of the game. You started out by saying the Lakers bleeped the bed. I think that's one view of it. I think another view is that most of us, at least myself, did not realize how good Denver is.
Well, Jokic is basically a modern-day Arvydas Sabonis.
That's a great parallel.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I came up with that all by myself.
No, that's a great parallel. But I mean, he can do it all. He's got such great court vision,
kind of a dumpy guy.
Just kind of lumbers around.
Like
right?
A Herman Munster out there, but he's damn good ball player.
Just tremendous, and he's got the perfect complement in Jamal Murray. But Jamal Murray is not a second fiddle. I mean, he was an All-American at Kentucky. He can play.
Oh yeah, dude's lights out.
Did you notice last night? I found it interesting, Blake. Mm-hmm. After Game 3, and then last night, I forget if it was TNT, ABC, ESPN, the cameras didn't focus on the team last night that got to the finals for the first time in 47 years. We had to have the close-up of LeBron walking off the court into the locker room.
Well, that'll tell you what the situation is.
Yeah.
He's the star.
Yeah.
He's the star of the show, and they just got bounced in horrible fashion, even though he had a great game.
He
40 points. He almost had a triple-double last night in what possibly could be his final game in the NBA.
40-10-9 last night. I thought that he had I thought he and the entire Lakers team basically went through everything they had in the first half. They made that little run in the second half, but I know that he was dealing a little bit with his ankle. Nevertheless, you just knew Denver was going to make a run, and when Denver finally got the lead, I just didn't think that they were ever going to lose that lead again, and they didn't.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So the big story is LeBron. It's not the Denver Nuggets for the first time going to the NBA Finals because, quite frankly, nobody outside of Colorado gives a crap. Really. Let's just be honest about it.
I don't disagree with that.
LeBron James is the story because he intimated last night in the post-game news conference.
In his leverage conference.
Exactly. Okay. Yep. We can go there.
Yep.
That he is, in fact, contemplating retirement. Now, he's 38, which is old in the NBA. That's an old fuddy-duddy in the NBA. But he's LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
He is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, basketball player of all time.
He's not the greatest basketball player of all time.
That's debatable.
Yeah.
We can have that debate.
We will
have that debate.
Okay.
But how likely, in your opinion, CG, Is LeBron to retire?
I don't think he is. Okay. Like, I really don't. I think that, you know, a couple of stats ahead. I just want to make sure that I had them right. Four-time NBA champion, four-time NBA finals, and regular season most valuable player, 19-time All-Star, three-time All-Star MVP. He's fantastic. And I understand, you know, you get caught up in the moment as an athlete. You were an athlete, so was I. And in that given moment, you're thinking that I think I'm gonna just go away and be done with this. He's got Spring Hill, his production company. He's got all kinds of projects on the table.
That's why he's in L.A. In Hollywood.
Exactly right. It wasn't because him and Savannah wanted to go to L.A. and they had any desire there. He's a Midwest guy. He loves Ohio. But I do think that this was a leverage move last night. I think when some time passes, when the dust settles, when Denver or Miami is crowned and he's really more ticked off, I think he's going to come back and they're going to make a couple of moves. We already heard about them trying to go after Trae Young, when the season's over, which would be quite a feat for the Lakers to get him. I think he's coming back.
Okay. There are two other big mitigating factors.
Mm-hmm.
The first being that he has $100 million left over the next 2 years on his deal.
There is that.
That $100 million. Yeah. We all know he doesn't need the money.
Nope.
But $100 million is still a big stack of cash.
He can buy Neptune with that.
Well, I don't know if you want to buy Neptune. It's kind of a gaseous wasteland.
Yeah, got a couple of diners there.
A little chilly.
Yep.
The other factor is his young son, Bronny, who is committed to play at USC this upcoming season.
Mm-hmm.
Nice get for Andy Enfield and the Trojans.
No question.
Big get. He's one of the better top 50, I think, in the country high school ball players right now. He's 6'3".
Mm-hmm.
He's like a point or a two guard, right?
Yeah, he's a yeah.
So the theory is that Bronny plays 1 year at USC and dips his toe into the draft, and maybe dad and son can play a season or two together.
All right. I don't think that I've seen him play, and I don't think that Bronny is ready to be in the NBA after 1 year.
Yeah.
Don't think that for a second.
But. That doesn't mean necessarily he won't get drafted in the second round.
No.
And you know, but, because he will put butts in seats, and that means cash to a franchise.
Yeah, that's one way of looking at it, and I don't disagree with that. But here's my thing. LeBron is speaking out of both sides of his mouth. Because on the one hand, we were just talking about this in the newsroom. On the one hand, LeBron has come out and said, I want Bronny to chart his own course, have his own life. But at the same time, LeBron wants to maybe play with him. And I think LeBron needs to take a step back and let Bronny have his own life, his own course, and do his own thing. Because who is LeBron being served by going to do this little youth thing with himself? When he goes to a game, when you watch video cameras at LeBron coming to one of his son's games, nobody is paying attention to Bronny. It's all about LeBron and his entourage.
Yep.
So count me in the camp for saying, hey, LeBron, that's a cute idea, but let Bronny have his own thing.
Yeah, you know, and it's, I feel for Bronny because he's LeBron James Jr. That's mm-hmm. his official name. That's his,
yeah.
That's on the birth certificate. They call him Bronny. Michael Jordan had Michael Jordan Jr.
Yeah.
How tough are those expectations to be placed on on a kid?
Brutal.
Brutal.
We were in Chicago when Jordan was winning those championships, and I mean, Michael Jr. was younger, but Chicago is a much smaller. Chicago's got 8 million people, but it's a much smaller environment than LA is.
Yeah.
And Jordan's silhouette hung over that city even more than Bronny, because Jordan in Chicago was bigger there simply because they didn't have the plethora of big name athletes that Los Angeles has.
Yeah, well, and the Lakers tradition, though, too.
You know,
there was no NBA basketball tradition in Chicago until Phil Jackson and Michael Jordan arrived.
You know what the tradition was there? Losing.
Yeah, they were terrible forever.
Just terrible. And sometimes in the early 70s, getting to conference finals only to fall apart. So it was always terrible.
Yeah, it was never good. There was no tradition. There is now, but they haven't done squadoosh really since he retired.
Well, they had wisdom of getting rid of Jimmy Butler.
Well, yeah. Well, there you go. So naturally, the big debate now is, what is LeBron's legacy? Should he retire? Does he go down as the greatest basketball player Earth has ever seen, or not?
No, I don't. I think what he does go down as is one of the greatest. The debate is for a lot of people, and I think debates are for the era that you're from. You talk to people who, like, you know, my grandparents would, you know, rest their souls, and they would say Bill Russell was the greatest. Wilt Chamberlain was the greatest. Some would argue, and I wouldn't argue this point, but John Havlicek, even though he was a sixth man.
I would say Jerry West would be in that conversation. I would say Magic Johnson would be in that conversation once you get to the 80s, and Larry Bird.
No question.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yeah,
potentially.
I think so. But I think LeBron's legacy, I mean, look, he's been to, what is it, eight finals? Eight finals? He's won four. I went through all the stats of his. I mean, he is clearly one of the greatest players of all time. And, I mean, the first half alone, what he did last night was just insane. 31 points, 30 points, whatever it was. He was out of gas. He was hurting. No one will ever question how great he was. I don't think his legacy is hurt by any means if he retires. I just don't see him retiring on a loss at home in a sweep.
Yeah, you know, the other thing I think kind of hurts his legacy a little bit is him becoming an NBA vagabond, basically, in the last 10 years. I'm taking my talents to South Beach. He departs his hometown team, the Cleveland Cavs, and then he wins a few championships in Miami, goes back to Cleveland, wins a title in Cleveland, of all places, actually gets the job done, goes to L.A. for the paycheck in Hollywood, because we all know he wants to be in television and movies, and he's doing that.
Yeah.
And he's quite successful at it, actually, so far. Won a title in L.A.?
In the bubble season.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
So you agree with me that he's the greatest basketball player of all time?
No, I do not. No, you know what I said there. I didn't agree with that. I agree with that he's a vagabond. I agree that he's gone to Miami and he's gone to L.A., and it wouldn't surprise me.
And won titles at all three cities.
Good for him. Michael Jordan was in six championship series, and he won all six. He never lost, and they never trailed at a series.
All right, who's the greatest basketball player of all time? Should LeBron James retire? 490-5858 is the number. 490-5858. Let's take a couple of phone calls after the news break here at the bottom of the hour with Liz Kern. Also, a couple of other stories I want to get to as well with you, CG.
Sure.
The A's have fired their play-by-play guy. We'll talk about that, why that happened. And also, Jake Haner.
Yeah.
Trending today on the old Twitter machine.
Ready to go to GQ.
Woo! We'll tell you why. Okay.
The Ray Appleton Podcast, right now.
Click the podcast page.
KMJNow.com.
It's free.
Now, Ray Appleton.
Ray's a bit under the weather today. Hopefully he'll be back in the house tomorrow. Don't forget to say happy birthday to him on Friday. Blake Taylor in for Ray today. Producer Mike Martinez here with us. 490-5858. Christopher Gabriel in studio with me. We're talking a little hoops right now. LeBron James may possibly could potentially call it quits after he's been in the league 20 years now.
Something?
20 years. Remember when he was on the face of on the cover of Sports Illustrated coming out of high school?
Yeah.
And number one pick by the Cavs, his hometown team. It all kind of was serendipitous. It worked out.
McDonald's All-American.
Oh, the guy was amazing.
Couple times Player of the Year in the state of Ohio. Yeah. He was everything.
And he was a hell of a football player, too.
Phenomenal.
I mean, yeah.
He was a tight end?
He could have been in the NBA or in the NFL easily. Yeah. The legacy, I say it's coming down to two players of all time. Now, again, eras are different. We talk about Bill Russell, Wilt Chamberlain, the Magic Bird days. Olajuwon can be talked about in that era as well. And then later on, you got players like Steve Nash, who was amazing for a few seasons in Phoenix, won a couple of MVPs. I mean, Tim Duncan, how many rings does Tim Duncan have? I mean, for the big fundamental.
No one is ever going to say Steve Nash or Tim Duncan were the greatest player of all time.
No, of course not.
But they were great players. But yeah.
For one season here and there, they damn well were.
Yep.
My favorite player of all time is Magic Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would argue that he would be the greatest point guard of all time. I would say that.
I don't think there's any question.
And, you know, but it's LeBron and Michael. Those are the two that the debate will rage on. As soon as LeBron hangs up his sneakers. Agreed?
Agreed. And I do think, though, that the thing that Magic and Michael have in common is for their own positions, they change the game. Magic completely changed the game. And I mean, here's this 6'9 kid coming out of East Lansing and just, I mean, doing it. I was in the Spectrum the night that he took the place of Jabbar when he couldn't be there for game six.
Oh, he played center, yeah.
Played center, 42 points, I think it was, 17 rebounds, 16 assists. He single-handedly beat the 76ers that night.
Yeah, it was amazing. Incredible. Amazing performance. All right, so here's the question for you. 490-5858. Let's have a little sports talk here today. We'll move on to politics in just a few minutes. But we want to have a little fun today because it's a big story. You know, it's cultural as well as sports.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is an America. This is Americana right here.
It's our sport.
490-5858. Let's go to the phones. Tim, you're first up on this conversation. What do you think?
Yeah, well, you kind of took my thunder because I was just going to mention Magic Johnson. I'm not a Laker fan at all. And honestly, I can't stand the NBA, how political it's gotten and how crappy it's gotten and all the hoopla. I just watched it this year just to make sure that Steve Kerr never got another championship. Greg Popovich, I couldn't be happier that the San Antonio Spurs stink. Like LeBron, I watched it last night to see LeBron get beat. I was just happy with the whole thing. However, Magic Johnson, like I said, is probably the greatest player of all time, specifically for that one game that he took over for Jabbar. Mm. Not just that, but how many championships has he gotten? And he did that against Hall of Famer Moses Malone. 42 points, a triple-double, dominated that game. And that game had Dr. J, had Doug Collins, had Moses Malone. That was a 76ers team that was really, really good. And he just dominated that game. LeBron James could have never done that. He showed that he couldn't go against Jokic last night. He could have never done that against Moses Malone. I'm telling you right now that when you look at the greats, look at Magic Johnson, and he played every single position in that series. Plus, if it wasn't for Magic Johnson and Larry Bird, the NBA wouldn't even be talked about right now.
You're probably right about that.
And what's happened with the NBA and China and everything, it's just a mess. It's a disaster. It's a mess. It's not the same game. Nobody plays defense until the postseason. Then all of a sudden they whine and cry about every little touchy feely foul, and it's a mess. And it's so. But when you're talking about the greatest players of all time, it is Magic Johnson, simply because he could play any position, anytime, at the highest level, and he won his championships. And he's a great personality as far as a persona. Mm-hmm. I mean, way different than LeBron. LeBron is just an arrogant. Oh, and by the way, all those championships you guys are talking about, LeBron, he built his teams.
That's right. I mean, he was basically the general manager. You're right about that.
And started building them. What's that?
Yeah, he's basically the general manager wherever he goes. You're absolutely right.
Oh, he didn't win until he got all the guys in Miami, and then every time he gets traded, he has to have some kind of a show to say, where am I going to go? That's the biggest narcissist that's out there. I have no use for LeBron James, nothing that he does. He's a great. Is he one of the top players ever? Yes. Is he the greatest player ever? No, he's not.
All right. So anyway, Tim, you made your point. Thank you very much for making the call.
Yeah, Tim's very passionate about that. I love his passion. I don't agree with him on Magic Johnson. I do think that Magic is a phenomenal player. And the thing that I feel with when it comes to who is the greatest player of all time is that I'll never tell somebody that they're wrong. I will disagree with somebody. Mm-hmm. The reason, I mean, he's talking about Magic's five championships. Well, Jordan's got six and LeBron's got four. If you want to talk about stats, I mean, Jordan's had six NBA, I put him in front of me here, six NBA championships, six NBA finals MVP, five NBA most valuable player, 15, 12, whatever it was, time scoring champion. You know, but it goes beyond stats. To me, what Magic and as I said a moment ago, what Magic and MJ did is they changed the game in different ways. Michael changed the sport. Michael changed how the sport was marketed.
Michael changed sports.
Sports. He did.
Plural.
Completely changed sports. So, you know,
but
a lot
that
of,
was with help from marketers. Sonny Vaccaro. I mean, there's a movie the theaters
I saw it two nights ago. It's fantastic.
Was it good?
Oh, it's really good. You got to go see it.
Matt Damon plays Sonny Vaccaro. Of course, Sonny went to Reedley College, of all places,
and
right?
Damon's fantastic in that. And it's a true story. I mean, right down the line. The thing is, yeah, he had help with marketers, but the marketers had help because of who Jordan was.
Sure.
So I do think that a lot of young people, Tim doesn't sound like he's like a 17 or 23 year guy. Tim sounds like a seasoned guy because he knows Magic.
He knows his stuff.
He knows his stuff, and I appreciate that. But the fact is, there's a lot of younger folks today that didn't see Jordan play.
Right.
Just like a lot of people when I was growing up maybe didn't necessarily see Elgin Baylor play and Jerry West play and so on.
And
so
Kareem.
Kareem. Yeah. Kareem was unstoppable.
Yeah,
when he played.
They outlawed the dunk because of that one guy.
Yeah, the college basketball got rid of the dunk because of him.
Yeah.
When he was Lou Alcindor.
And he didn't even get to play his freshman year because of the rules back then and John Wooden, you know, doing what he was doing. And
his freshman team beat the varsity team at UCLA by 35 points.
Yeah.
And John Wooden said, "We knew we had something."
Yeah, well, you get a 7'2" guy out there that can just do anything. At will against the greatest college players in the game at that time. Back to the phones. Yeah. Let's go to Martin on 2. Martin, you're on KMJ. Hi.
Yeah, I've been watching basketball since 79, and I'm going to be really objective here, respecting the fact that I didn't watch basketball in the 60s and 70s. But how do you put LeBron ahead of Bill Russell, 11 championships, Michael 6, Kareem 6, Magic 5, Kobe 5, Tim Duncan 5, Shaq 4, and none of those teams, to my recollection, had super teams. And to me, that's LeBron's legacy. He's the king of the super teams. He's the king of, you know, the whole South Beach thing. To me, his best championship was the one with the Cleveland Cavaliers. I think they had Kevin Love. You know, you had the point guard there that they drafted.
Kyrie.
But, you know, but look, let me tell you, if Kobe, Shaq, Magic, Bird, if those guys were able to bring on, you know, some of those staple players from other cities, oh my goodness. I mean, David Stern squashed the Lakers. He did not allow Chris Paul to come, and that soured, obviously I'm a Lakers fan, that soured Pau Gasol and Lamar Odom, and he ended the Lakers' legacy or championship run because of that. Can you imagine if David Stern allowed Chris Paul to come and do some of the super team stuff that they're allowed to do today? So that's LeBron's legacy. One more legacy fact I want to make.
Hey, Martin, before you make that, Martin, I want to ask you something because there's one name that has not popped up yet. You said you're a Lakers fan. Where do you stand with LeBron, Magic, and Kobe?
And Shaq.
And Shaq.
He's not at the top of that list.
Okay.
All-time great. For his age, the way he conditions his body, to me, he belongs on a pedestal on his own. That's complete. It's a 180 from what everyone else was allowed to do. Hats off to him. Respects to him. I've never warmed up to him as a Laker. I've always respected him as what he's brought to the league. He's always been a well-spoken gentleman and works hard. But all those names that I read off, can you tell me that he's got signature games where he took over the game like he did in the first half last night, in the second half of a game? He doesn't do that. He wins by committee, just like the games that they won against the Warriors. He's always had to rely on role players to win games for him. He's never put his head down. I shouldn't say never. But when you think of his highlights in his career, it's the blocks coming cross court, you know, against the Warriors. You know, you don't see him taking over games. It's always passive. And with the Lakers, he was just stubborn about shooting threes, which he's got such a high IQ, which everyone and their neighbor was questioning, why is this guy shooting threes with such a low percentage? And now I went off on a tangent. But can you tell me that you could think of him taking over games like Tim Duncan did, Kobe Bryant, Larry Bird, Magic, Dr. J? You know, he belongs on a pedestal on himself, by himself, with what he's accomplished, because no one can touch the points that he scored and the longevity that he's able to achieve. But I'm sorry, there's at least 8-9 players that if you even gave them a sniff at bringing over a super player, those guys would have won 3-4 more championships a pop. And whenever they brought players over, it was a Bill Walton who was 50 years old to the Celtics. It was Horace Grant from the Bulls that went to the Lakers, who was already in his mid-30s and washed up. You know, but the super team era, to me, he's the king of the super teams, so to speak, but you kind of got to put Curry and the Warriors in that discussion.
Okay. Hey, Martin, thank you so much. We got to move on. We got to get to a quick timeout here. Appreciate the call. So I guess he's saying teamwork actually works.
Yeah, I don't disagree with the idea that LeBron's not taking over games. Dozens of games LeBron has taken over.
So the other thing is, I think it should be noted that while LeBron does not have the awesome personality of a Magic Johnson, he's not a bad guy. He's never been in trouble, never been in trouble with the law. He didn't get into Kobe Bryant trouble.
You're looking at me. I don't disagree. I think LeBron's a good guy.
There's never been accusations of gambling, Michael Jordan.
No.
He's never thrown anybody through a plate glass window, like Charles Barkley. You know,
Doesn't mean he's the greatest of all time. Let's think about it. You know, he's not a terrible guy.
He's a good businessman.
No, he's not. My opinion, he's not the greatest of all time.
All right. When we come back, CG's going to have 10 minutes with us left. We've got a couple other quick topics to get to. Want to talk about Jake Haner making news. We'll explain.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
The Ray Appleton Podcast, right now.
Click the podcast page.
KMJNow.com.
It's free.
Well, you can hear him Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m., hosting Fresno's Morning News. And, of course, the CGP, Saturdays at 10 a.m. here on KMJ. Make sure you're locked in for that. All sorts of good coverage from CG. Appreciate your help today, man.
Always.
Hey, before we get to the call, the last call on this LeBron, Michael, Magic, who's the greatest of all time debate, a couple of recommendations. The Last Dance documentary on Michael Jordan and the famous Bulls,
yes,
that came out over the pandemic. Watch it. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The Dream Team documentary from about 15 years ago is amazing.
And
that's
the flag
awesome.
Controversy. Remember that? Remember the whole flag thing? Yeah, the warm-ups.
And also, you recommending Air.
We watched it the other night, and it's riveting. It is so good. You learn things that you didn't know, and when you see the battle that went on behind the scenes within Nike and then with other companies, mm-hmm, it is compelling, start to finish.
Very cool. Back to the phones real quick, and before we get to the Jake Haner controversy, Ruben, your last one on this. Ruben, thanks for calling.
Good afternoon.
Yep.
Yeah, quick comment on that. I think, you know, there are great players, but I think the greatest players of all times are the ones that have changed the game. Magic Johnson changed it with his flashy style, and a lot of people have tried to emulate that. Of course, you got to include Kareem Abdul-Jabbar with his skyhook that kind of changed the game. And, of course, recently is Steve Curry with his three-point play.
Yeah, Steph Curry. Yep.
Steph Curry. You're correct. But it's the players that changed the game that to me, make them the greatest of all time. I think LeBron played the game. He played it well, a very good game. I'm not saying he's a bad player. He's certainly better than me. But I just think he hasn't done enough to change the way basketball is played.
All right. That's a reasonable point, Ruben. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. And we'll leave it at that. We've got 3 minutes to go here before the top of the hour break. And then we're going to talk with Assemblyman Jim Patterson about Gavin's law getting shot down yesterday, unfortunately, in the Appropriations Committee. Before we do that, though, a couple of other quick topics I wanted to hit with you, CG.
Yep.
First, the firing of Glenn Kuiper by the Oakland A's. He was the announcer, play-by-play guy for the A's for years and years, and he got shown the door yesterday. Was it this morning?
It was last night. Yeah. The A's came out, and there was a statement that was read, and I'll just paraphrase it, saying that when they went and did their internal investigation, they uncovered some other information that essentially required them to say, we need to let him go.
Justified the fact that they had to fire him.
Yeah.
And so if you don't know, he dropped the N-bomb on a broadcast about a week ago or so, and while they were talking about the Negro League.
He had visited. Kansas City, I think.
Yeah.
Visited the museum, and the executive director of the museum said, you know, listen, I feel badly for Glenn. I have forgiveness in my heart. I hope other people forgive him as well. But it is what it is. There was a lot of pressure.
And to Kuiper's credit, he did make a nice apology in the end, but it was not good enough to keep his job, so he's out. I spotted this morning, I turned on Twitter, as I should not do, but I did this morning. And who's trending? Of all people, what's trending in sports? It's Jake Haner, former Bulldog star quarterback, now with the New Orleans Saints, understudy to Derek Carr, and he's trending because of his photo shoot. And if you have not seen Jake Haner's photo shoot with the Saints, it's let's just say it's quite something.
I have had Jake on my show a couple of times.
Yeah.
He is a fun, funny guy.
Yeah.
Nice guy. And when you look at these photos, it's like, whoa, are we doing a GQ spread here?
It looks like if Derek Zoolander were wearing a football uniform.
Yes, just I don't know if he was just having some fun with this and kind of going for something? Because he was trending.
But you and I have both been in locker rooms.
Yes.
This is going to be a painful couple of days for him.
They're going to savage him.
Oh, absolutely.
They're going to crush him with this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and
the boys in the locker room show no mercy.
No.
Especially to rookies.
And that boom, right there. He's a rookie, and Derek Carr is going to be like, hey, bro. You're on your own.
Yeah. Good luck. Pat on the back. I'll see you in a couple of weeks. Hey, CG, appreciate it, man.
Always my pleasure, my friend.
Listen to Christopher Gabriel, Matt Odstad, Mike Martinez, and the whole gang tomorrow morning, 6 to 9 a.m. Jim Patterson, State Assemblyman, coming up next here on KMJ after the top of the hour news. Stick with us.
It's the Ray Appleton Podcast from KMJ and KMJNow.com.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing to say.
Congratulations.
Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.